This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The White House calls it a baseless fishing expedition. The House is expected to vote today to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
The investigation has yet to produce evidence of misconduct by the president, but House Speaker Mike Johnson and his leadership team are facing growing pressure to show progress in a nearly year-long probe of the business dealings of Biden and his family. The investigation has raised ethical questions, but Johnson calls today's planned vote the necessary next step. And he told Fox News that he believes the resolution will pass the House and that we will be in the best position to do our constitutional responsibility. A successful vote would ensure that the impeachment investigation extends well into 2024, when Biden will be running for re-election and will likely square off with former President Donald Trump, who was twice impeached during his time in the White House. Donna Porter, Washington.
Today, the president will talk with family members of all 8 Americans still believed to be hostages of Hamas, kidnapped when Hamas attacked Israel in October. It's time we get away from oil, gas, and coal. That's what nearly 200 countries agreed to this morning at the UN Climate Summit in the United Arab Emirates. But getting away from planet-warming fossil fuels isn't the same thing as phasing them out, say critics. U.S. climate envoy and former presidential candidate John Kerry.
Clearly, many, many people here would have liked clearer language about the need to begin peaking and reducing fossil fuels in this critical decade. But we know this was a compromise between many parties.
Tesla is recalling millions of vehicles to fix a defective system that's supposed to make sure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot. The recall covers nearly all of the vehicles Tesla sold in the U.S. This is AP News. Now to New Mexico and the sensitive subject of abortion. The AP's Julie Walker.
New Mexico's Supreme Court is weighing whether to strike down local abortion restrictions, one of at least 4 state Supreme Courts grappling with abortion litigation this week. Oral arguments are scheduled for today at the New Mexico Supreme Court as it weighs whether to strike down local abortion bans and restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. New Mexico's abortion laws are among the most liberal in the country, but in communities where opposition runs deep, officials say they have the right to enforce federal abortion restrictions under a 19th century U.S. law that prohibits the shipping of abortion medication and supplies. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.